The Mariners trying to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Astros. It's the home opener at Safeco Field in Seattle. James Paxton on the hill for the M's. We pick it up in the fourth. Two on, two outs. Paxton facing Carlos Beltran.
Runners take off. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. A big one for James Paxton. It's fifth of the afternoon. 2-0 pitch. Base hit center field. Bonner scores. Haniger getting a wave on.
Two outs, two on for Haniger. The pitch.
A bleeder, that's going to work. Here comes Zunino. Throw to third, high. Going home is Dyson. Two runs on that play, and the Mariners have a 5-0 lead.
Top of the seventh. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Boy, tying him up like a pretzel. And Gonzalez strikes out for the first time. 8 punchouts for James Paxton today. He is straight dealing against the Astros.
The Mariners snap a three-game skid and win the home opener 6-0. James Paxton gets the victory, tossing 7 scoreless innings, striking out 8. Nelson Cruz with 3 hits and 2 RBIs. M's shortstop Gene Segura had to leave the game in the third inning with a strained hamstring. Mariners manager Scott Service on winning the home opener at Safeco Field.
It's opening day, you know. It's the first day of the season, so I think that's with what happened this last week, and especially yesterday. We needed to bounce back. I felt very strongly we would, and really started with Paxton, obviously. Awesome job today, keeping a very good hitting team down, and good stuff, mixed in all his pitches, and it's tough when you face teams back-to-back like that because they just saw him, you know, 5 days ago. So really tip my hat to Pax. He was the story of the day for our club. You know, we created opportunity. We had middle lineup guys got on. Behind it, you know, the strikeouts got us there in the fourth. But we responded. You know, we have a lot of fight in us. We got some grind in our team. And it was a rough week. There's no doubt. And everybody felt it. But from the minute I walked in this morning, I just wanted to treat it like opening day. Let's just start over. And our guys really did take a new approach, you know, going about it. And it was also opening day for Nelson Cruz, too. So it's good that he found his stroke today.
You knew Cruz wouldn't bounce out of them. Was it nice to see that?
Very much so. Yeah. You know, the veteran guys, and when they're struggling, you know, you say, it should never happen. It happens. It's a hard game, and, you know, they put a little pressure on themselves early, and then when you don't have your rhythm or your timing, you know, it can get a little challenging. But great job by him. Obviously, a little banged up. Robbie took one off the foot, and Segura hobbling a little bit right now. But, you know, it'll be okay.
What's the status of Gene in terms of, is it going to be a DL stint?
No, it's day-to-day right now. We don't know yet. You know, I tweaked his hammy a little bit. We'll have a better idea tomorrow when he comes in, but it's very mild. Fingers crossed that he's going to be okay tomorrow or the next day.
Just diving back.
It had actually happened earlier in the game. He was trying to get it stretched out, and he went up and had the at-bat. You know, got on base, and he got doubled up on the line drive, and he just didn't feel right. And, you know, it's early in the season. Let's do the smart thing.
You're playing shorthanded already, though. Do you have to make a move to get another guy up here?
We'll talk about it. You know, I'll get with Jerry here after, you know, we get together in my office and kind of go through what the options are and seeing how bad. We got to get a report exactly where we think Segura is going to be. But, yeah, we are short. You know, we're going with that extra pitcher right now, and something we're going to have to look at.
Scott, what was the dialogue with Ronnie after he fouled off the ball off the foot?
That really hurt. It's what happens. I mean, there's nothing you can do. He actually has the leg guard on. He fouled, I think, the ball off right in between, you know, the toe part of it and the leg part of it. So there's a little gap in there. And, you know, it happens. It's part of the game. There's not a whole lot you can do. It's going to be sore. Yeah, see how it is. Get some ice on it. Come back tomorrow.
Imagine if you'd lost your starting midfield or starting middle infield in a matter of 2 innings.
That would have been tough. Yeah, and actually my mind was racing on who we were going to put out there. And all kinds of different variations of what we had left on our bench, and one probably included Chooch showing up somewhere in the infield. So I'm glad we didn't have to go there. Robbie should be okay.
I see you guys responded right after, but did the booze bother you at all after the fourth inning?
No. I think our players know. You know, it's been a rough week, and obviously our fan base is on it. They're watching everything we do, and they're fired up about the prospects of our team and coming out the way we did. It's disappointing to everybody. So, you know, it's baseball. It's part of it. I do think our players fed off the energy of our fans when Cruz is up there and all of a sudden they're on their feet and here's our guy and he comes through. You know, those are the things that we have to keep in mind, that it's a long season, and, you know, our fans certainly will. It's great to see the turnout today.
Nelson Cruz had three hits and two RBIs in the Seattle victory.
Yeah, definitely a great win. I think, you don't need that much runs when Paxton was pitching like today. So it was nice to get a double in front of the fans, you know, and thank you for the support.
You looked a little different at the plate today. Was it a timing thing that felt different? Was it being back in front of the home fans? What was different at the plate?
I think both. Definitely it's better when you have the fans behind you supporting us, and nothing better than be back home.
In the fifth inning, the Astros walk Cano to load the bases and set up a potential double play. But with you at the plate, that's not what happened. How were you approaching that at bat?
Well, just looking for something that I can drive in that situation, and I was lucky enough to get a fastball and drive it to the middle, and it was nice to get it going.
It's going to be nice to get inside and celebrate. Any hints as to what it's going to be like in there? Can you let the fans on any of that?
We're going to celebrate, you know.
Seattle starter James Paxton tossed 7 scoreless innings to notch the win. He spoke after the game.
I'm a little frustrated.
Yeah.
Got myself into trouble a couple of times and paid for it in the fifth.
You were able to escape it in the fourth. What was your kind of your mindset when the bases are loaded in both innings, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to make good pitches, and then I felt like I was in a spot where I could go for some punch outs, and I did, and got to 2 outs, got a fly ball. But, in the fifth, you know, lead off double, ground ball down the line, on a cutter, and got a ground ball out, fielder's choice, and then another double down the line, intentional walk, and then the pitch to Cruz, you know, I go 2-0, and it was just, I'm pretty sure it's middle, and he did exactly what he should have done with it, and they are.
Where were you trying to go with it?
Down the way, yeah, but I mean, I think there's some spots right there's some holes right there. I could have, if I make a good pitch, maybe, in retrospect. But I go 2-0, bases loaded. Don't want to walk in. But yeah, I mean, to miss middle right down there, you know, fastball.
Up next, the series with the Astros continues Tuesday. Ariel Miranda against Joe Musgrove.